This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The end of this week, this current 30-day special session will be gaveled out. And the nanosecond after that happens, I'm going to be calling another special session. And we're going to be making sure that any Democrat who surfaces in the state of Texas in that intervening time is going to be apprehended by the Texas Department of Public Safety and taken to the Texas Capitol and held there to make sure that we are able to meet quorum.
Yeah, that is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. But we have some things going on relating to the same issue here in Missouri. And I made a call last week. I was mentioning this earlier to State Senator Nick Schor. He's a friend. He's a regular on the show. He's a regular on the Reardon Roundtable. And he is kind of one of the point people on what Missouri might do here with its congressional map. Even after that long conversation, I was still a little confused. But, you know, I'm easily confused, Nick. How are you this afternoon? Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I am good. Just getting ready for the girls to go back to school and maybe for us to go back into session like Texas has done.
Yeah. So, you know, I have mixed feelings from this perspective. I understand, and I want you to kind of explain what the goal is here. There is a part of me, just as a regular voter, that says, wait a second, are we redrawing legislative, you know, congressional lines every couple of years? I thought this was only supposed to happen every 10 years with the census. But then you kind of start to look at what these other states have done when they've had the power, like Illinois have certainly jumps out at you from the get-go. And then you have, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, J.B. Pritzker on Meet the Press.
Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction.
Okay. The reality. Yeah, he doesn't answer the question, but I wanted to play the question because I give Kristen Welker, the host of Meet the Press, some credit for calling you know, him out in that moment. And you know, you can look at that, I think it's the 13th district in Illinois, and it cuts from all the way from East St. Louis up through, you know, Champaign. It's a very weird district. So the goal has been to make those less competitive for, you know, for Republicans and conservatives. So having said all that, I want to let you do some talking here. What are you trying to accomplish here? And obviously there's a little history lesson of what happened last year that's involved here as well with the congressional maps.
Yeah, you know, what I'm trying to do is what I tried to do back in 2022. This is 2 years after we got the census numbers. So for everybody that's out there saying, well, wait a second, a little time's gone by. You guys are just estimating based upon the census. Well, that's what we did in 2022. We drew these districts up. And when we drew these districts up, I heard from the people on radio, on emails, on phone calls that they wanted us, you know, being right next to Illinois, seeing what states like New York has done, Maryland has done, even California. It's not as bad as Illinois. I think Illinois takes the cake, not just because of J.B. Pritzker and how large he is. I think he gets whatever he wants. But it's just gotten so bad that I think the people are fed up and they're saying, look, if we're not utilizing the same playbook and doing the same exact thing that Democrats are able to do, then it's negligence, so to speak. So I want us to go back to what we tried to do back in 2022 and draw districts that are best going to send individuals with Missouri values, not get a surefire win for the Republicans, not a surefire win for the Democrats, but just make a competitive seat. And that's what only as of right now we don't have on the Kansas side. But other than that, if we're going back into a special session, let's get the most bang for the buck. And something that you and I spoke about on the phone the other day, we've been talking about for a very long time, is how easy people like J.B. Pritzker or Michael Bloomberg, who just on Amendment 3 last year put a ton of money into it. Even a billionaire in Switzerland is able to change our constitution with a couple $1 million. We need to fix our initiative petition process by protecting the integrity of the constitution while still allowing for the people to have a shot at changing statutory measures.
So that's been my favorite topic over the last couple of years, because when people hear IP reform, they think internet protocol, and I think most of the listeners don't really get what you're trying to do here. So explain a little bit here what initiative petition reform could potentially look like, because there are several different models to kind of fix what might be going wrong in that process. And by the way, I always have to say, I've long been a critic. I mean, you can go back to the 1980s when I was a critic of this initiative petition process here in Missouri, because it is too easy to change the constitution.
It's sickening. You got 50 plus one. So 50% plus one. So if you have only, 11 people that show up to vote on that day on a very important issue, whether it's tax reform, school choice, you name it, or even abortion on demand, like we saw with Amendment 3, it's just going to take 50% of who shows up plus one. So initiative petition reform, before I got in the legislature, when anybody talked about IP reform, I'm thinking intellectual property reform.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Man, I didn't know we needed to reform it in our state. But initiative petition reform is the ability for groups. Right now, it's these well-funded groups. It's not citizen-led groups. Well-funded groups that are formed out of the state of Missouri can come into our state, stand in front of grocery stores, taco stands, the public library, and ask you, hey, how do you feel about X? Can you sign a petition to put whatever this is on the ballot? And I had so many people back when Clean Missouri was passed. There was no mention of the redistricting and giving that to the only statewide Democrat at the time. And similarly with Amendment 3, I had several people contacting me saying, hey, I even asked specifically, is this the one on abortion? They said this has nothing to do with abortion. It's just on women's health care and making sure that if they have an ectopic pregnancy, they can get coverage here in the state of Missouri. So, number one, it's easy to lie
confusing.
To the people.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
It's very confusing. Right. So we need to protect the Constitution that, as of right now, you and I have been very friendly with legalizing medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. But does it need to be in our Constitution? Does Bingo the Game need to be in the Constitution? I say no.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that, because, look, even though I voted for the marijuana thing, I was critical of the way that it was, too lengthy and jumbled up. And again, it gets confusing for the voters. So to try to simplify this a little bit, a lot of this is coming from, maybe not on the IP reform, but certainly on the congressional lines, is coming from the Trump administration. The reality of what's going to happen here in the next few weeks, and don't lose people because they hear special session and extraordinary session, but the governor, Mike Kehoe, is likely to call you guys back into session, right?
I think so. And I think working with the Trump administration, something we didn't have previously, we had a governor, whether you loved him or not, Mike Parson was not very vocal on controversial issues or on any issue, really. And the leadership at the time in the House and the Senate, they were very silent on this, and they didn't want to upset the apple cart like we saw how the Democrats were doing. This is not breaking the rules. This is simply utilizing the rules and utilizing the Constitution like others are boldly doing in other states. So Governor Kehoe has said, yes, we need to secure our congressional representation for the next couple of years until the next census. I am with him on that. I hope he calls a special session to bring us back. But again, that's a congressional issue. As a 10th Amendment guy, we need to protect our state's rights. We need to protect our state constitution as well. And that's why myself and the Freedom Caucus, we're pushing to expand that to deal more so with elections here at the state level and initiative petition reform as well.
But if you get these lines, go through the process of what would happen as far as redrawing the lines. They still have to face the courts, right? There's going to be lawsuits. They have to face constitutional muster. Whenever you rewrite these things, nobody ever knows if they're going to hold, because a judge could come in and say, wait, we can't do it that way.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and the United States Supreme Court, after I think it was New York, redrew theirs here recently after a census, and they did it to screw Republicans and get rid of Republican representation going to D.C. from New York. The Supreme Court made it clear that gerrymandering, which all states basically do unless it is banned in your constitution, Republican states and Democrat states can be accused of gerrymandering. But in order for them to step in on it, they said, well, we can't because it's a state political issue that is not going to give rise to have the Supreme Court act on a federal basis on it. So it is going to be challenged, and that's what we have to be ready for. And that's why I think we have a darn good shot. I still believe we should have done this back in 2022. And we have to make maps that are going to satisfy all of the different laws on redistricting. It can be done. We've seen states like Tennessee that, you know, the clip that you just played, they're discussing. There's a lot of watchdog groups that are out there. Go to Princeton or gerrymandering.princeton.edu. It's a big database by Princeton. It's not a conservative organization. It's friggin' Princeton. And they're even saying how, yeah, the way that Missouri has done it, we get an A+. Illinois gets an F. And the same people that are griping about, well, we're going to gerrymander, we're going to take away the voice of democracy, they've been silent on Illinois, they've been saying we're gerrymandering in the state of Missouri, even back in 2022. So look, let's do what the people want and send some strong representation to D.C. We got to do it this way.
We have right now explained the districts and how they're cut up. So the goal here, and this is the argument from a couple of years ago, is you want to make a map that could potentially give Republicans 7 seats in Missouri and right. A Democrat 1. And that would be the one from right here in this particular area.
Yeah. So that's the former Cori Bush. When we did this back in 2022, the Voting Rights Act, a federal prohibition on cutting up some of these historic minority seats. And that's what they're labeling the city of St. Louis district. However, there is a push right now to have the Supreme Court revisit that. I don't think that's going to be heard in time for us to draw a district that gives Missouri an 8-0 map, like some of these right. Democrat states have done. And just quite, you know, quite quickly, I guess you could say, go look at the Voting Rights Act, type in St. Louis, and you can see all of the different court challenges on that. That's why the strongest that we could have is possibly a 7-1 map where you have 7 Republicans that are able to win. And again, all of the different political pundits that are out there saying that we're just taking the voice of the Democrats away. No, these seats, like the Ann Wagner seat or the Cleaver seat,
could be competitive. The Cleaver seat,
100%. So it depends upon the candidate. And the people will speak, and the people spoke back in 2022 saying, we have to do this, like Tennessee has done it, like other states have done it. Republicans are just sitting on their hands while Democrats continue to win.
All right, Nick, we'll keep you posted. I know there's a lot that could happen here in the next few weeks, so keep us posted on it, all right?
Sounds good.
Take care. State Senator Nick Schroer.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.